Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Tyrone Williams. Per the record supply, Tyrone Williams was seen at Pivot Occupational Health on 8/5/19. Complained of right shoulder and biceps pain that began that day. Period. He was diagnosed with the right shoulder and bicep strain and initiated on conservative care. Period. He followed up here through 9/10/19. Period. On that occasion, his diagnoses remained the same. Period mention was made of right shoulder x-rays showing subacromial impingement symptoms, but no other radiographic abnormalities. Period right shoulder MRI was positive for a detached tear of the long head of the biceps tendon, comma, articular-sided partial thickness tear of the upper subscapularis tendon, comma, small vertical split at the anterior supraspinatus tendon, comma, and a downsloping distal acromion. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Williams was then seen on 9/18/19 by an orthopedist named Dr. Axe, A-X-E. Period. On this occasion, he captured the mechanism of injury in which Mr. Williams was pulling a bar on a ship and noticed the onset of sharp pain throughout the right arm. Period. Dr. X diagnosed partial tear of the right subscapularis tendon as well as tear of the right biceps muscle. Period. He prescribed tramadol and surgery was scheduled. Period. On 10/29/19, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Williams followed up postoperatively on 11/11/19. Having significant pain despite multimodal pain medication regimen. Period. He was then considered for manipulation under anesthesia. Period. Repeat x-rays were done showing unicortical biceps button is in the appropriate position without evidence of hardware failure or fracture. Period. Lucencies at the greater and lesser tuberosity consistent with supra and subscapularis repair as well as interval removal of SA bone spur. Period. He was advised to maintain activity restrictions. Period. On 12/9/19, he again reported how much pain he was in and requested more medications for pain. Period. He had participated in physical therapy and his range of motion was increasing. Period. He continued to see Dr. X through 10/7/20. Period. He was referred for an MR arthrogram to evaluate the rotator cuff recurrent tear. Period. He was also to undergo a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He is at 1 year from surgery and Dr. Axe believed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He was to return after those two evaluations were conducted. Period. New paragraph on 4/21/21. The claimant was seen in the same group by Dr. Ginsberg, G-I-N-S-B-E-R-G, having not been seen since February. Period. He thought there was ulnar neuropathy, and what he's complaining about is when he bends his elbow, it causes tingling and numbness in his ulnar dermatome, comma, pinky, comma, and half of his fourth digit, period. He was still seeing Dr. X for the shoulder. Period. MRI of his neck showed multi-level degenerative changes with canal stenosis, most narrow at C4-5, and also neuroforaminal stenosis. Period. He opined these had nothing to do with the shoulder. Period. His symptoms were just a radiculopathy on top of the same dermatomal pattern of the shoulder. Period. Mr. Williams only wanted his elbow treated at that point and not his neck. Period. Nevertheless, they did discuss cervical spine injections for cervical radiculopathy. Period. He listed another diagnosis of ulnar neuropathy and carpal tunnel syndrome, for which he was referred to Dr. X. Period. New paragraph on 5/10/21. He was seen by a hand specialist named Dr. Sowa, S-O-W-A, also at First State Orthopedics. Period. He claimed he had numbness on the ulnar side of his right hand that developed in October 2019 after he had right shoulder surgery by Dr. X. Period. He had an EMG on 3/25/21 that showed chronic ulnar nerve entrapment at the right elbow and mild carpal tunnel syndrome on the right side. Period. The left side was also examined and there was mild carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He denies any numbness in the median nerve, innervated fingers of either hand. Period. All of his symptoms involve the ulnar aspect of the right hand. Period. The EMG portion of the NCV did not show any significant abnormalities in the muscles tested. Period. Dr. Sowa recommended surgical intervention. Period. That follow-up with Dr. Sowa on 8/4/21, he noted Mr. Williams was 12 days after neurolysis of the ulnar nerve at the right elbow. Period. Sutures were removed and steri-strips were applied. Period. He did not return until 3/10/22, although he was supposed to see Dr. Sowa 2 months after the visit of 9/2/21. Period. He stated he forgot that appointment and also did not show for another appointment in February. Period. Dr. Sowa then referred him for a repeat EMG. Period. This was done on 7/5/22 to be inserted. Period. In paragraph on 7/21/22, Dr. Sowa reviewed these results with him and repeated x-rays of the elbow. Period. They showed a screw and washer passing from the medial side of the distal humerus to the lateral side. Period. There was no fracture or deformity evident. Period. They discussed the possible need for repeat neurolysis of the ulnar nerve at the elbow, but the patient was not interested in surgery at that time. Period. He saw Dr. Sowa through 9/8/22. Period. On this occasion, he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He had permanent impairment with numbness in the ulnar aspect of the right hand, but also has a slight grip strength and pinch strength deficit. Period. This is not reproducible on the left side. Period. He was already working regular full duty. period. New paragraph on 3320, Mr. Williams was evaluated by Dr. DiBenedetto, D-I, capital B-E-N-E-D-E-T-T-O, period. He performed an exam and reviewed the medical documentation generated to date, period. He concluded Mr. Williams had a subscapularis tear and a tear of the long head of his biceps. Appeared these two injuries do occur together many times. Appeared he concluded Mr. Williams had not recovered from his injury or surgical procedure. Period. He was to continue observation. Period. It was observed that he had subjective complaints a small bit out of proportion to the objective findings on physical exam. Period. He could not relate the numbness in the right little finger to the incident on 8/5/19. Period. His neck exam was normal and Sperling's was negative with no spasm. Period. He might need electrodiagnostic testing in the future, but in the meantime, it's to continue therapy for at least 3 months. Period. He did undergo a cervical spine MRI on 3/3/21 to be inserted. Period. In paragraph on 7/5/22, he had an EMG to be inserted. Period. Mr. Williams was evaluated again by Dr. DiBenedetto on 8/3/21. Period. He opined the cubital tunnel on the right and carpal tunnel on the left are not related to his employment and the 8/5/19 work injury. Appeared he sustained a shoulder injury at that time. Appeared he had returned to work in the past after injury and surgery. Period. Dr. DiBenedetto expressed it would be at least 6 weeks or longer. For him to return to work. Period. In the meantime, he is fresh post-operative, so could not work irrespective of causation. Period. New paragraph on 9/15/22. Dr. Sowa, S-O-W-A, performed an impairment rating. Period. He noted the claimant's course of treatment to date. Period. His clinical exam on this occasion was not documented, but he did describe the last visit on 9/8/22 when he was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He complained of numbness in the right little finger and the hypothenar region. Appeared there was some dorsal ulnar hand numbness as well. Appeared tenel sign was negative over the ulnar nerve at the right elbow, but tapping on the ulnar nerve just proximal to the wrist caused some tingling in the right little finger. Appeared he had no significant intrinsic muscle atrophy. Appeared he performed jammer hand dynamometry. Appeared he again discussed the possibility for repeat neurolysis of the ulnar nerve. Period. However, there was no description of an exam on the shoulder. Period. He performed an impairment rating utilizing the AMA Guide's 5th edition that will be inserted as marked. Period. This was done for the elbow. Period. He referred an impairment level at the shoulder to Dr. X. Period. Findings and conclusions on 8/5/19, Tyrone Williams injured his right upper extremity at work. Purdue seen at occupational health the same day and diagnosed with strains in the right shoulder and biceps. Period. He did not offer neurologic symptoms at that time. Period. He had normal sensation to light touch and normal and symmetric reflexes bilaterally. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment for the shoulder. Period. This led to surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Williams claimed postoperatively that he developed numbness on the ulnar side of his right arm. Period. He did have electrodiagnostic testing done. Period. He eventually was deemed a maximum medical improvement regarding the shoulder by Dr. X. Period. He then was seen by Dr. Soa and others for the right arm symptoms. Period. EMG was done on 7/5/22. Period. This was followed by ulnar nerve neurolysis. Period. He saw Dr. Soa through 9/15/22. When he performed an impairment rating relative to the ulnar nerve injury. Period. He did not perform an impairment rating regarding the shoulder. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated relative to the right arm. Period. And put this in bold. We need to differentiate if it is to be done for the right ulnar nerve issue or the right shoulder injury and surgery. Period. End.